Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Perhaps walk a little about that your ummah, ummah of Islam, just look to each other here. Yes, we are a small community here, but if you look to each other, everyone came from another corner from the world, but what united us is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And if we start look to each other based on anything than La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah, then you will say, look, I am Arab, I am Pakistani, I am Turkey, I am, and then everyone will give the other his back. And then we are here, we can be united, we can be divided in at least 20 or 30 pieces, at least. That's why outside we are divided to 50, 60 pieces, because we went away from La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and we accept to be divided according to something else. Ummatul Islam is Ummah Wahid, is not a topic which it's my opinion. This is the Islam. Allah says, wa'tasimu, hold on the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this i'tisam, to hold the rope, that will create the one Ummah. That's why Allah says, indeed, you are one Ummah. And the hadith say, Muslim, akhul Muslim, the Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. To destroy that brotherhood in Islam, the unity is power. And who don't like the power? Who don't like you to be strong is your enemy. Anyone who try to divide you, is to weaken you, is your enemy. And maybe someone of us do the same job with intention or without intention, but we weaken ourselves if we divide the ummah. For sure, the unity of the ummah is based on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is al-kitab wa sunnah, this is sharia, this is the deen in general. That's why, as long as we understand that, we implement that, we can be one ummah, and we can be really in one ummah. But there are many signs, any other thing which united the ummah, to have one state, one imam, one sharia, one army, one law. And my topic today, that we have one flag. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have one flag, the black and the white. On them written, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Go read the sunnah, the hadith sharifa about it. When he conquered Mecca, he has that one. When he's in the mujahideen, he give them that flag. If an Islam has one sign, one flag, one raya, one liwa, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. When the kuffar took over your land, they divided the lands and they put the borders for every land. They draw that on the paper. This is Jordan, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Hind, Bangladesh. And they divide it and they give everyone from you a flag. And they call that the national flag. And you have to carry that. End of the day, we have put the flag of Rasulullah to side, which united us. Everyone feel proud under it. That's my deen, that's my history, that's my past, that's my Rasulullah. And give you something you don't know. You are Bengali, you are Afghan, you are Arab, you are Jordanian. And what's that? You don't know. That's why the war on the flag of Rasulullah ﷺ is very intensive. There is a big war. Anyone who carry it, he blamed, he's radical, he's terrorist. He is jihadist, he is. And those nationalists, those secular, they don't like the flag of Rasulullah ﷺ. If you carry it, they will fight you. That's why every single Muslim, especially the youth, reject the old, this new history which made for you by the kuffar. Reject it at all. Never carry in your hand, never meet Allah that you have carried one day this flag of jahiliyyah. If you want to carry La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is not a flag for a part or a group or a sheikh or a madhab. It is the Islam flag. That's why in the whole history, this flag has challenged all flags of the kuffar in the history. What can you do with a Jordanian flag, Palestinian flag, Lebanon flag? What can you do with it? Who can you challenge with it? But with La ilaha illallah, you are able to give your best to challenge everyone against Islam. That's why the youth of Islam, never put in your cars, your home, demonstration, wherever, never carry the national flags. They are the flags who divided the ummah, who put borders between you and your brother, who keep you weak, who keep you dependent to the kuffar. carry La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah as part of the struggle to reunite the Ummah. Reunite the Ummah is a big struggle. This is one of the struggles. Reject all division signs among the Ummah, and the flag, the national flag, is one of those signs, the division in the Ummah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sirah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.